We're all about local agriculture on WEKT. Let's check in with the Todd County Extension Office.
Welcome to another segment from the Todd County Extension Office. Our County Agriculture Agent Tracy Johnson is here with us today to talk about frost seeding clover. Tracy, what makes this time of year special for sowing clover?
Hey, thanks for having me today, Josh. You know, this time of year is great for sowing clover. When we think about the weather and all the ways farmers have to work around it, we usually don't stop to think that we can actually put Mother Nature to work for us sometimes.
So how can the farmer make Mother Nature go to work for them?
Well, February is usually a time when we see a lot of freezing and thawing cycles. And when this happens, the crust of the soil actually moves a little bit. So if we go out and sow clover in February, that freezing and thawing works to get clover seeded just right for good germination. And clover seed are really tiny, and when we plant these, we only want to be about a quarter to a half inch deep in the soil. And if you go deeper than that, you're not going to get a good germination on the clover. And so the freeze-thaw action that happens in February is usually just right to get the seed where we want it.
That is fascinating, and that's what gives us the term frost seeding.
Yes, and that's what I call putting Mother Nature to work for us for a change.
It doesn't seem like too often it ever works out for us, but is clover good for all kinds of livestock?
Yeah, it sure can be, but, you know, typically we think of clover for cattle primarily, and we like it because it increases the protein and energy levels that you have in your pasture and hay, so that's important. And when we have high-quality pasture and hay, it means farmers don't have to purchase as much supplemental feed. So we can definitely see a cost savings out of it. We have farmers out there who really try to rely on forages like grass and clover to make up the bulk of their cattle diets for just that reason.
I think I remember hearing that clover was good to put in fescue fields. Is there something else special about clover?
Yeah, you're spot on. Adding red clover to fescue is good because it actually counters the effect of fescue endophyte. And, you know, endophyte sounds like a fancy word or a little bit foreign to us because we don't hear it every day. But endophyte is just a type of fungus that lives on fescue plants. And farmers have probably heard about the endophyte because it can elevate body temperatures of cattle during hot weather. And, you know, that's bad because it makes the cattle eat less. And, you know, we want the cattle to gain weight. We don't want them to lose weight. So in the summer, if you're just feeding fescue to cows, you're going to see poor gains. But a few years back, research found out that red clover has compounds in it that actually counters the effects of this fescue endophyte.
I see what you mean. Red clover keeps the endophyte from having a negative effect on cattle, so they'll eat and gain weight like they should.
Yes, that's a piece of research that's been really helpful for farmers across Kentucky. And another thing I want to add, and it's important before you go out and think about which fields you're going to put red clover in. It likes a soil pH of 6.4 or better, and it's also really important to make sure phosphorus levels are decent in your soil in order to get that clover established and growing really well. So testing soil where you plan to sow red clover is going to be important.
So there may be a little fertilizer cost involved.
Yes, that's for sure. But when you look at the advantages of increased forage quality and the fact that red clover stops the fescue endophyte effects, it's going to pencil out for you. Another advantage of red clover is that when it makes up 25% of the forage in a particular field, it's going to make enough nitrogen for itself and the surrounding grasses once it's established. So you may need to add some nitrogen in the year you sow red clover, but once established, it's going to start going to work for you. So, you know, again, I feel like we all look for ways to reduce input costs, but don't forget to look at what returns you're going to get on these investments in the long run.
For farmers out there who want to frost seed red clover, how much seed do they need to sow?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I almost forgot to mention it. The seeding rate is 6 to 8 pounds per acre on red clover. And farmers should look for certified red clover seed and make sure that it's inoculated. The inoculant is a bacteria that helps red clover plants begin fixing nitrogen. So most commercial red clover seed is going to come pre-inoculated, but it's always good to confirm what you're buying.
Red clover sounds like a great plant. Are there any downsides to it?
You know, there is one downside, and I think that's I think maybe just about everything's like that. So the downside of red clover is that you don't want to overpopulate it in a forage stand. And that's true of other clovers as well, but putting cattle on a pasture with too much clover can lead to cattle bloating, and that's a health risk that you don't want. So that's one thing to be aware of for sure, and I think most farmers are. We always encourage them to feed hay before turning cattle in on new, fast-growing pastures that have clover. You know, don't put them on a new pasture when they're hungry. Get their bellies full first so they take it slower on the clover. And also, there are anti-bloat products out there like Poloxylene that comes in block and loose form to further protect against bloat. But all in all, as long as farmers manage accordingly, the benefits of adding red clover to forages outweigh the downside.
For more information, contact the Todd County Extension Office at 270-265-5659.